Okay, we're continuing the Bilvavi. We're on page Chaf Ches in the third chapter. And the subcategory is Bein HaChasen VaKala Kayein Kesher Mitziyuosi. There exists an essential bond between the Chasen and the Kala. Yesterday we spoke about the relationship of the Jewish people to Hashem as a Chasen and a Kala. And the uniqueness of a Chasen and a Kala is that a Chasen, that the Kala is part of the Chasen. It's not a separate entity, but it is the same entity that they are at one with each other, and that's what Hashem is busy doing all day long, is Meshada, is Mezavig Zivugim. He's doing things to bring the Jewish people closer to Him. Now, we'll see, you know, how important this is. And the Tzaddik is going to give us a number of beautiful analogies in this chapter, I believe three, they really drive home the point in a very strong way. And here's the first one. Nisponim bidvarim, let's reflect on these words that we've just learned. V'nir kama pshutim ubruvim, to see how simple and clear they are. V'yavol b'kein ad kama shem pshutim brurim ha'helem mehem motzi oid yoser. And in spite of the fact how clear and simple these words are, the fact, the hiddenness of them, the fact we don't know about it, is more found, is more than how simple they are. That's how hidden it is. Let's give an analogy of a young fellow. He's in the peak of his years. He's already 18 years old. When you're 18 years old, the rabbis say it's time to get married, in brackets. Okay, if he's busy learning Torah, he can wait until 20, a couple more years. Anyway, it's time for him to find his shidduch, his female mate. So shadchan comes along, a matchmaker comes along and proposes, suggests a shidduch for this young fellow. Nu, who shoel? Mi amaduveres. So he says, nu, who are we talking about? Tell me, so I got a girl for you. Okay, tell me about the girl. Baskami, how old is she? Ma melosel, what are her virtues? Ma tiva, what's her nature? Tell me about the girl. No. I don't have to tell you that. Yeshli hatso yichudis me'od avurech. I have such a unique suggestion for you. This is an unbelievable girl. Okay, ma yitzel, so what's the suggestion? Let's hear it. Well, Yeshli Ezo Ryan Sichli. I don't exactly have a girl per se, but I got a concept. You know, Vim Ryan Zematziani Lucholi Stave Kolachaim Lhaki Mos Besha. And with this concept, I'm suggesting that you should, you know, be bound your entire life and to establish your family with this concept. I don't have a girl, but I have a concept of a girl. A very pretty girl and a concept of a very bright girl and a Yerushamayim and all these things. It's a theoretical girl. That's what I have in mind for you, a theoretical girl. So, do you want to marry that girl? Well, who is she? We're not talking about who is she. Just want to know if you want to marry this concept of a girl. Okay, so kishiyavo shadchan v'yatziya kazu atzoh, v'shadchan comes along and gives such a suggestion. Yovin habocher kishadchan zehu rachmanosan choyle nevesh, hamedaber dvarim chesritam. The bocher understands that this shadchan is a little bit sick in the head, and he's saying things that don't make any sense. You know, it's almost lahavdol, the like Shabtai Tzvi's first wedding. Right. Shabtai Tzvi was the false Mashiach, but he was single. So finally he announced it's going to be a wedding. He's going to get married. So they made a chuppah, everything. Everybody's coming. Thousands of people are coming to see the Mashiach's chasana. So he comes out, and the kala follows in a wagon. He says, "No, let's see the kala." So they open up the wagon. They take out a Sefer Torah. And he got married to the Sefer Torah. You know, that's who got married to him. So, similar idea here. Like, you know, you're going to spend the rest of your life with a Sefer Torah. I mean, so say, you know, spend your life with a concept. You know, you don't have to look any further. I've got the concept. And this is how it is. She went, this theoretical girl went to Beis Yaakov. Her father is rich. She's gorgeous. This, that. And now, finish. Now spend your life with the concept. I think the guy's nuts. He may treat the shachan respectfully. You have to relate to the godly image that is buried deep inside every idiot. But to the content, he won't pay any attention. Such words are lacking any kind of rationale. Any type of common sense, right? However, in the brackets, he says, in the depths, in the deepest concepts, certainly it's possible to relate to something intellectually, but we're not going to get into that. Now, that is the analogy. Now, why is he telling us this? Klomar, what I want to say is the following. When we're talking about in this physical analogy, we understand very well. Shiyadios efshaladas. You can have information. Avo benzug eino ezo yidibama. But a shidduch, your wife, is not just a piece of information. You can't get married to a piece of information. You can't live your life with a theoretical piece of information. You know, Zahimitsis, that's reality. Or, you know, even if they would give you, you know, Tzaddik wouldn't know about this. You know, you have these, dating services online. You know, so they give you the picture, to tell you about who the girl is, blah, 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 blah. Vizel. Okay, now, get married to her. I mean, she stays where she is and you stay where you are. And don't write to each other. Just get married to her. And be married to her. Because you have all the information you need to know about her. And you spend your life with this information. Right? Whatever. So it can't be. You know, you can't have this. A marriage is not just information. But marriage is a reality. There's gotta be a real girl on the other end. A real thing. Without a real thing, there ain't no marriage. Right? Certainly if there is a mate that is very important and choshev, and the intellect recognizes her virtues. And there is a mitzvah, a positive commandment, to praise a kal in front of a chasen, to make the chasen happy. Right? So you're praising the kal to the hilt. She's the most amazing kal in the world. She's amazing. She'll make you happy. Isn't this? But if there's only praises, but the chasen doesn't actually pick up the kala, and doesn't get her a real human physical kala, nothing's going to come out of such a shidduch. Ain chuppah, ain kiddushin. There's no chuppah. There's no kiddushin. And the bachur has nobody to get married to. Right, you understand a person being an idiot to say he's married? Are you married? Yeah, I'm married. You know, meet this guy. So tell me about yourself. I'm married. Yeah, tell me about your kala. Tell me about your wife. Well, she's so, you know. How many kids? We don't have any kids. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, you don't feel sorry because I've never met her. What? What do you mean you never met her? Well, I know about her. And I got married to her. Yeah, what do you mean you got married to her? Well, did you actually give her? No, I didn't give her. I just thought about it. Thought about giving her the ring. As a matter of fact, I have one in the drawer, but I just can't give it to her because I don't know who she is. Yeah, we've married 50 years. Married 50 years. And I say praises to her every day. I say praise to her every day. I say, you're the best, you're the greatest. My life is so fulfilled with you. I don't have to bother looking for another shidduch. Right? So you think the guy's nuts. Right? Is the guy nuts? Right? So, right? Ki adam, next paragraph. Ki adam b'chayev agashmiim. Because a person in the physical world, b'nekuda habasis, regarding this main point of Lotov Heyosa Adam Lavado Esa Lo Eza Kenegdo. It's not good for a man to be alone. I have to make a helpmate opposite him. Right? Maybe, and he understands the whole basis is Shumechapes Basug Mamish. You're looking for a real woman. The real thing. The real deal. Right? Because if his wife was only a concept, if all he's looking for is a concept, he would still be lonely. How is he not levado? How is he not alone just by being married to a concept? Right? It can't be. It's not possible. Right? He needs a basug mitziusit. He needs a real, physical person. Yitzur enoshi shenitin lamashish oso lahagish oso. Someone who is a human creation that is given over to being able to be felt mamish and sensed mamish. Ishiyu shenitin lachalok imo es chavios achayim. A person that you could share your what?
Experience
with you, someone to share your life with. That you could feel with her feelings of pleasantness, curve of yedidus, closeness, love. You need a real person to get to those real feelings, right? So, you know, and that's unfortunately nowadays. You know, this is a major problem. It's a major problem, people, if you don't get married. Right. See, this is the whole problem, and how the TV industry and all these industries are feeding off of lots of lonely people. Right. What you'll do is you'll watch shows about people who are married. Right. You know, because what does that mean? So that you now can imagine and fantasize about the concept of being married. You don't have to get married. You watch a show that talks about people that are married. Right, or whatever, right? So vicariously they live through other people being married, but it really isn't their satisfying their need for real zivug, right? See the world has lots of people who need a real zivug, and many industries feed off of it, and the problem is because there's no the people have no zivug with Hashem. They have no zivug with real people, and the industries feed off of this. But ultimately, there's very, very sad people, very unhappy people, right? So now, this is all you understand. You understand you can't live a happy life with a conceptual wife. So if that's the case, if anybody would come to this room with a conceptual wife, you'd say they're off their rocker. So he's going to say next paragraph. So why are you satisfied with a conceptual God? And God is your benzug. God is your mate. And it's not just allegory. That's the problem. We think, it's cute. You know, cute allegory. We're married to God. That's nice. That's a theory. It's a concept. But that's not what Chazal meant. V'nei kvar yedua, it's well known. Shekol shir ashirim u'mashal. The whole shir ashirim, Song of Songs that King Solomon wrote. U'mashal, it's an allegory. But the reality that the mashal is speaking about Hashem and the Jewish people. We understand from the analogy. If there is an analogy of marriage, what does the analogy tell us? With information alone, you can't be a partner with somebody. With praises alone, you can't live a life being accompanied with somebody. So gam kach gam leini yachasin baris b'shul. It's the exact same thing with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If Chazal say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is our chasin, where it's kala, it's mamish. It's mamish that we are a part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is us. We came from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, like the kala came from Adam Arishon. Right, just like your wives and your wives are from you, mamish. From you, mamish. Right, you share the same half soul, same whole soul. Each one has a half soul. It's mamish, one from the other. Etzem etzamai, basar bimsarai. It's mamish. That's what it is, and you're just reconnecting to something that was always part of you. And you only can do that if you really were a real person, really sense, really feel. And conceptually, you know, that's something I think is maybe the problem in a lot of marriages. Even when you're physically married, you're still only married to the concept. That's why there's so many divorces, because your concept is, I'm getting married to the Miss Right, Mr. Right. And you always want to be married to that one, but somehow this other guy's there. Right, you got married, you know, you have this concept before you get married. I'm sure, you know, you dream about it for years. Women dream about it. Who am I going to marry? Mr. Right. Mr. Right. So that's the concept. That's the one they're really married to. Now they're stuck with his jerk. Stuck with his jerk. Says, who are you? Well, he's Mr. Right. He's Mr. Right. Really? Yeah, really, he's Mr. Right. But they only can think of the concept. They can't come to terms with this guy. Because their concept was a different guy. Their concept was the guy who makes a lot of money, who's romantic, who takes out the garbage, who's the best father, who never argues, and this and that. That's who they're married to. That concept. And I got this jerk over here. So they'll get rid of him and stay with the concept. Right? You know, that's the same thing. We have a concept of what God is. God gives me everything I want. Never makes me any problems. He's the best in the world, blah, blah, blah. That's the concept. You can't have a relationship with a concept. That's not even correct, such a concept. You know, it's not the concept, it's the one you got, that's the one you're stuck with. And that's the one you're meant to grow with. Not the one you want, the one you have. Just like what you are, what you are. You're stuck with yourself, aren't you? With all your non-virtues. You know, you're really stuck with yourself. Somehow you can live with yourself, somehow, if you're mentally balanced. Right? So it's the same thing. So you can't have a relationship with, the relationship with God is supposed to be exactly the relationship, more so, than with your spouse. More so. Really, your spouse is a mushel to Hashem. That's why Hashem gives you a spouse. What's the whole reason to get married? For only one reason. To know how to have a relationship with Hashem. That's it. If you didn't have to have a relationship with Hashem, then you didn't have to have a spouse. What do you need a spouse for? You have to know there's a give and take. You know, people who aren't married, it's extremely difficult for them to be close to Hashem. It's hard enough for those that are married. Now not be married? Where do you have to practice? It's almost impossible. It's almost impossible. You can't be a spiritual person if you're not married. You haven't gone through the process. That's just the mushal of how to get along with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So it's gotta be real. This relationship with them has to be as real, at least as real as with a husband and wife, but more real than that. So what do we say? We're just married to a concept. Right? So we continue. Amnam. Bor, keep it bottom paragraph of Chavtes. In the Nimshal, in the reality. Shechasim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the groom. Vakali Knesrol. Knesrol is the bride. Einat Vor Mamish Kipshutim. Obviously, we're not talking about a physical relationship here. Because anything that you can physically sense, that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Adam. However, a person knows in his mind and his thoughts there is a creator. Zoe Yediyah Niflah, this is a wondrous piece of information. Nekuda Yesoda Basis Shalchem, this is the fundamental point of life. You have to first have the information as a creator. But look what goes on. Vu'af Mishabech Umahalas HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMiyom. And he praises God every day. You're gonna praise this concept today. And you stop, you're going to say, Melech Molo Batish Bagaos. The God who is praised, we know, the praiseworthy God with praises. You're saying he's a praiseworthy God. L'man Yisbar Chavot, so my soul should sing out to Hashem. Avol Kol Zeh Eino Ela Mitoch Yediyah Sich L'Shesh Barom. That's only from the intellectual awareness that there is a creator. Ach Yevshur Limtso Oso Yisbar Keben Zu Gashmi. But you can't find Hashem as a physical wedding mate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Muflum Chusim Ivnei Adam. Hashem is wondrously concealed from man. El Shodom Yodea, but man knows. Sheyesh the Metzias, next page. Nelemes also. There is this hidden reality, concealed reality. Humashabech Umacher Begudloso, that he praises and recognizes his greatness. Hu Yodea She'ein Lo Guf Lo Yasigu Masiguf. He knows that this creator has no body and physical people can't comprehend him in a physical way. Right? Still no, once he comes to an understanding of the reality of Hashem in the heart, Alav lehesiaches alav keel ben zug kivyachol, he has to relate to Hashem as his partner, as it were, in a spiritual level. Remember, we said the heart is able to feel. We haven't trained ourselves to understand how the heart feels. We've already proven that the heart can feel. It feels in different ways than the hand. Right? But it can feel, and that's the place where Hashem is residing, in the heart. So you have to be able to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the beyond physical way, but that can be as real, it has to be as real, as you feel your wife. Just as you, if you say, are you married? Yeah, are you sure? Of course I'm sure. What do you mean, are you sure? I mean, really? Really, really? I spoke to her yesterday. I held her hand yesterday. Right? I ate supper with her yesterday. I know that I'm married. Right? Okay, so do you know you're married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So you have to, now you're not going to say you ate supper with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he didn't eat with you. But on the lave level, on the heart level, on the soul level, that soul that you have is, quote unquote, that part of God on high that's inside of you. And on that level, you have to relate to Hashem, and in many ways, that's more real than the physical way. And you're all looking funny, but I don't know what you mean, because of course you don't know how to meet your soul. If you've never met your soul, you can't meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your soul's inside you, but you don't know how to feel it. You don't know how to feel it. You don't know how to feel your soul. You can't feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the whole point of life is to be cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you cleave to, just like a chassan and kala. So what he very politely is showing how crazy we are. That we're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the last 50 years like we're serving a theoretical wife. That's how absurd it is, how we live in such an absurd way. Okay, you hear the problem. You hear the problem. It's a very beautiful analogy. It's an extremely good analogy. Yeah.
Sense, but it sounds from what he's saying here is that's only a very simplistic sense, and that it has to be a much more sophisticated relationship on a real level. Correct.
A 2-year-old's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a mature relationship with Hashem. It's a fantasy relationship, and that's okay for a 2-year-old. You know, listen, they fantasize with their toy soldiers or their Barbie dolls, and they have these whole lives. You know, I remember when I was a kid, I had my toy soldiers. We had World War 26, and, you know, it was, like, amazing. You know, I had the Nazis and the Americans, and it was, like, an amazing war. But all it was a piece of rubber. A bunch of pieces of rubber I was playing with. But in my mind, it was, like, a whole thing. Right? But it wasn't real. But it's good training. You know, we shouldn't tell the kid, don't say that. For a 2-year-old, that's where they're holding. That's what they're holding. That's what they can understand. Chanoich lenar al pi darko. You educate a child according to their way. If they believe and talk to Hashem and these things, so that's the education of what they've got to do when they get older. But when they get older, there'll be ways to feel their neshamas. Right. Okay. Now we move on to the next subsection. Hatias ha-yetzara. So now we see the way the yetzara will lead you astray to make mistakes. Right? If this is the reality, so how does the yetzara get away? Now obviously the yetzara's job is to make us not feel a Kodesh Baruch Hu like a spouse. So be'emes ha-yetzara minasa kol ha'am lahatos es ha'adam v'hu oises avodas ha-heitev k'fi she-Kodesh Baruch Hu goros ha-lof. The truth is the yetzara tries every moment to fool people. And he does his job really well, as Hashem has asked him to, has decreed to him. You gotta do what you can so that this Jew doesn't get close to me. That's the test of life. So now, you heard this mashal now with the chas and the kal, right? You heard it all. So how's the Yetzer Hara gonna torpedo, this idea? Your idea's clear now. Like, it's so clear to you now. You say, what? I gotta get going. I gotta learn this book. I gotta make it real. The Yetzer's gonna, no, no, no. Don't let the rabbi get you carried away over here. What are you talking about? The mushal isn't like the nimshal. Now you got the clever guy now. The lamdan in you comes in now. No, it's like a chiluk. This is not the same. Just like in Gemara it says, shiny hocha, this is different. Right? This is this case, this is that case. So shiny hocha, this is different too. Don't make this mistake. But mushal ha-gashmi, in the physical analogy, when it's a real chasin, a real kala, bor kitzorach limtso ben zug mamashi. You have to mamish get a physical human being. But in spirituality, how can you find a Kodesh Baruch Hu? He's invisible. All right, Kodesh Baruch Hu nela meina kol chai. Hashem is hidden from the eyes of all human beings. Lo yasigu masiga guf. Those who can understand things physically can't understand him. Certainly there's no comparison between the analogy and what it's trying to teach. Right? In other words, it's not the same. You're never going to go to sleep with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're not going to put him under the blankets with you. You're not going to hug him. What are you drinking a cup? So now, it says Chasun Kala. It says all these things. So here's the classic. So what did we do all growing up? I mean, you know, you heard about this idea with Hashem. So how did we deal with this? Im Kain, Adam Tzarek L'Kachas Akudazu, take this idea. Let's just put it on the side. Here's the piece of information. Chasun Kala, it's very cute. Let's put it on the side. Now let's live real life now. You just put this idea on the side. Ulahaskal avas Hashem, asmach basisa. And now we serve Hashem on that, relying on that foundation. Meaning to say, we'll serve God, but we'll never get to know Him very well with our chush, with our senses. We'll daven, we'll this, but forget about ever trying to really feel like Hashem. It's ridiculous. It can't be. As a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have Shalahasik. You could never comprehend the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tzarek Rach, Lios, Evishal. Just be a servant. Just be a servant. Do what he says. Lispalo of Davindim, Loroslo, praise him. And all these things, you know, that are true. In other words, you know, it's cute, it's an analogy, and stops as an analogy. And he's not really my chosin. It's not really my chosin, you know. It's nice, but you know, just put it aside. It's not real. It's just some mystic idea, you know, maybe after we die we'll understand it. You know, we're not chasam disputing, it's not true, but it's not real. It's mystical. You know, it's great to have all this mysticism. Mysticism is great. You know why? Ooh, it's so great, but I don't have to do anything. You know, while Rav Chaim of Elushin specifically says the only reason you're allowed to learn Kabbalah is if you're going to do your mitzvahs better with the Kabbalah. Otherwise, you shouldn't be learning Kabbalah. Right? So you just put it on the side and you know, forget about that little detail and let's just be good servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Yetzer does to you. El Shasa Nakuda Habasis Shala Mitzia Shala Kesher Ben Yehuda LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ben Achasin Shnikar Bar Yoelim Ben Akal Shnikar Sekhnes Yisrael. But this fundamental point of the reality of the bond between the Jew and Hashem and between the Chasin, who is the Creator, and the Kala, who is the Jewish people, the Yetzahara Mashmit, the Yetzahara pulls it out. Ukeshechaser Yisor Shal Chaim, when the fundamental point of life is missing, when you're missing the essential, the true essential understanding of what is the essence of life. Once Yeshua's got that out of you, then mikan ve'elach, from now on, kvar yochel odom livnos la'atzmo, migdolim porchim ba'avir. Person can now create for themselves towers suspended in the air. Just build your building. It has no foundation. And that's how you see this. You know, now, you know, so how does this play itself out? How does this play itself out? Do you understand what he's saying over here? It's cute. It's nice. The guy's not a kohen for chas v'shalom. Hashem is our chosin. Where is Kala? We're going to have Shavuos coming up, right? Shavuos. It's the anniversary of the wedding. It's mamash, our wedding anniversary. That's what Shavuos is. It's our wedding anniversary. It's very nice. You know what? I'll get him some flowers. We'll put a few flowers out on the table. It's very nice. Why? Because we're supposed to. We'll learn all night. It's customary. It's very nice. You know, this idea of him being my chassid, I guess it's true, but you know, Hashem never meant for us to really feel this way, because you can't feel this way. When we die after 120 years, Hashem, we're good boys, good girls, you know, who let us into Gan Eden. But you're missing the whole feeling. And that's the HR. That's all he's got to do. Get you to not feel this, put it on the side, and just be it without really understanding this idea. You know, something you can't understand. Now what happens is, once the HR's got you in that place, you're finished. And it manifests itself in so many ways. For example, you know, how could it ever be that most Jews in the world, they decide how frum they want to be? They decide how frum they want to be, how orthodox they want to be. You know, modern orthodox, not so frum. You know, not to cover the hair, yes to cover the hair. Like, people are making these decisions. They're deciding, you know, well, you know, I'm Friday, you know, Erev Shabbos, I'm busy. You know, I'll decide. I'm gonna start Shabbos 5 minutes before. I'll come home. I'll be showered in the morning, and I come in right from work 5 minutes before this month. You decided that, right? You decided that. No, Chazal say differently. Chazal say stop working at Chatzos. It's not Chazal. It's the Kodesh Baruch who says that, right? I'll decide. I know what I need to do to get the job. I'm going to stop it at this time. I'm going to walk in 5 minutes before. I'm going to decide that, you know, my kids, they don't have to dress so modestly. You know, we're not from that type. They got to be normal, and it's good to reveal a little bit. You know, I'll decide that my daughters can go out with boys on dates to have fun, and you know, this we can decide about shomer negi or not. You know, the frumis, if they want to decide to be shomer negi, that's fine. But you know, normal people, you know, boy and girl hold hands and they neck and they do these things. You know, you shouldn't go all the way. But then again, when you're already that far, well, I couldn't help myself. I was human. What can I do? Right, this is from quote-unquote Orthodox families, right? We decide exactly, you know, what we have to do. You know, we decide, you know, I don't really have to wear a jacket for davening. I really don't have to wear a hat for davening. I don't have to, we can really talk in shul. You know, we could decide. What are people saying? They're deciding how religious they want to be. Now, you know, think about this for a minute. You know, a husband deciding, let me decide how faithful I want to be to my wife. I think I'll be faithful to my wife every weekend. Every weekend, I'll be faithful to her. But every other day, I'll sleep with every other girl in the world. But I'm 100% faithful once a week. He'll decide how faithful he wants to be to his wife. I want to know, ladies, will you marry any guy like that? I promise to be faithful to you. I'll decide how faithful I want to be with you. You know, so I come to shul every Shabbos. I come to shul every Shabbos. Every day? Three times? Crazy. I'll decide. You tell your wife, you know, what, you want to eat breakfast together? Lunch together? Something? Friday night we'll eat, and Shabbos morning we'll eat, and then I'm with the rest of the world. I'm with every other dame that comes, every pretty face comes by. Right? So it's not the same thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't look at any, at other women. Say, listen, Hashem, listen, you know, I'll surf the net every night, and I'll be with my wife Friday night. That's the way the mitzvah is. Right? It's crazy. Who would marry such, what would marry such a guy? You know? What do you mean? We have a great relationship. I'm faithful to you once a month. So the wife says we have no relationship at all. Right? Do you understand that Jews are doing this every day? I'll decide what my relationship with God should be. I'll decide how faithful to be. That's why you never asked the rabbi a shiloh. No, if I ask the rabbi to shiloh, then I know how faithful I have to be. Well, I'm not ready for that. I'm not talking about Baal Tshuvas. I'm talking about FFBs talk this way. FFBs talk this way. Just ask a, you know, to make a big decision. What do you have to ask? What do you have to ask a shayla for? I'll decide. What are you talking about? It's like you're telling, you're deciding, you know, you got a job offer in Chicago. You're going to decide, and you'll let your wife know, guess what, I'm taking a job in Chicago. Meanwhile, her parents, her brothers, everybody's here. You decide you're going to Chicago. And expect her to love you. We have a great relationship. You just do what you want. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is what the relationship demands. So how are you going to know what the relationship is? You ask the Rav. I'm not going to ask the Rabbi. I know what he's going to say, and I'm not going to ask him. So it's like you ask your wife, would you ask your wife, should we go to Chicago? You know she doesn't want to go to Chicago. Well, it's already bought the house in Chicago. Already sold our house. We're moving in 3 months. You know, so they come to the Rabbi. I want you to know I'm sending my kid to this school. You know, now that I'm sending him to this third-rate observant school, maybe you'll get me a tutor for my kid, you know, to assuage my guilt that I'm still the best mother in the world. No, because who are they to decide? You know, I have to. Of course, you have to get the best academic school possible. Because else, how is he going to make a living? Right, the fact that nobody dresses sneastic and the kid's exposed to this and that and everything else and doesn't ever get a rebbe in his life. All these things, that's not important. But that Kosh Baruch Hu has a different opinion. Do you understand? Now, how does that come to be that you are deciding what kind of relationship you have? Very simple. All these calculations come when you have a tower that's suspended in the air. That's where pick and choose Judaism comes from. It would never work in a marriage. It can't work. And that's why the marriages are falling apart. Because that's what I'm saying. We're married to concepts. You get married to the real people. The real people you're married to are concepts you're married to. And that's why everybody's getting divorced, because the concept isn't because you want to make the decisions at the end. Both sides want to make the decisions. Both sides want to be the winners. Both sides see themselves as separate people competing with each other. Right? Therefore they want to pick and choose whatever they want. That doesn't work in religion. Doesn't work in marriage. We have pick and choose Judaism, pick and choose spouses. I'll decide when I want to be faithful to my wife and I'll decide when I don't want to be faithful to my wife. And that's why the marriages are falling apart. Right? It doesn't work. Right? There's no Jew who can say, you know, I don't have to be davak to Hashem. I don't have to cling to Hashem. You know? And that's ridiculous. Every Jew has to say, a card carrying just to say, I'm davak to Hashem. I cleave to Hashem. He's my chas, I'm his kala. Right? You know, once that's clear, you see, then it doesn't matter what kippah you're wearing. That's not important. It's not important what kippah you're wearing. You could be davak to Hashem with any kippah. As long as it's the right size. Right? Those external differences aren't what's important. The key is to be davak to Hashem. I mean, you find some beautiful marriages where neither one is so intelligent. But you have some very nice, they're committed to each other. The guy's committed to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it doesn't matter if he wears a shtraimel. Matters if he wears a big kippah shruga. Does it matter? He could be davak to Hashem the same way. Same way. You know, those external things don't make a difference. You know, I was speaking to somebody, when was it, 2 days ago? Forgot who it was already. Not a member of the shul. So what kind of Judaism are you? I said, what do you mean, what kind of Judaism? There's only one kind of Judaism. What do you mean? You're conservative. I said, it's only one thing. I'm a Torah Jew. That's it. The Torah says what to do. That's what I do. I'm not going to start telling the person I'm married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not ready to hear that. There's only one kind. What kind of Judaism is there? There's only one kind of Judaism. You're married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's it. You got to do it. Be a loyal, faithful spouse to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all. Something to pick, nothing to choose. So the idea, pick and choose Judaism. What kind of something to ask over here? You have to be in a shul that doesn't talk. You have to be in a shul where people learn Torah every day. You have to be in a shul where people daven. Okay, you want to daven singing, you want to daven not singing, doesn't matter. It's different. Different way of a relationship. There's no rules as to how, you know, there's different ways. Hashem says, I'm happy if you learn a lot of Torah. I'm happy if you want to sing during daven. If you don't want to sing during daven, it's happening. As long as you're talking to me, so, one chassan knows poetry, one doesn't, okay. So it doesn't matter. One guy knows how to say poetry better than the other, but he's still talking to his wife. As long as you're talking to me, it's fine. I don't care. You get more, you feel more connected by singing, and you feel more with just meditation. Fine, I don't care. There's no reason. How can you start choosing that I want this over that? You're gonna choose. Well, you tell your wife, it's our anniversary, dear. What is our anniversary? Well, I'm really sorry, but my mother doesn't want me to go to the end, doesn't want to have an anniversary with you. I'm really sorry, my mother wants me, is very offended by the fact that we're not going to fix her, she wants me to fix her car on our anniversary. So what do you, if you tell a wife, you say, the hell with your mother. You're married to me. You can go fix her car any other day. This is our anniversary. No. It's Shavuos. Right? You can't start Shavuos till after Tzeisah Kohavim. That's the anniversary. Well, my secular relatives won't approve of it. The hell with them. In a polite way. So what are you talking about? Shalom Bayis. The hell with it. It's ridiculous. There's a point. Your wife says, listen, it's our anniversary. We're going to have a romantic night. And nothing's going to get... If you love your wife, the hell with everybody else. Well, this is... Everyone has a cheshbon, everyone has a day. It's your wife. Well, what else? Yes. No, I have to fit you in my schedule. The boss wants this, and this wants that. Dear, maybe 3 weeks from now we'll have the anniversary. I want to know what woman would tolerate that. Well, my mother doesn't approve of us having an anniversary. What is that? You're married to me, not to your mother. Who are you married to? So you have to keep a yontif, you have to keep a Shabbos. So that the parents say, so what's the problem? I'm married to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, of course you got to say it nicely. Of course you have to be understanding. You say, Ma, I really would love to help you fix the car. But you know what, it is my wife's anniversary, and I don't want to feel offended, but that's the most... What?
It's, not my wife's
anniversary. Yeah, mine. Okay, our anniversary. Please don't feel offended, but I love my wife more than anything else in this world. Now, if the mother is offended, she's sick. She's not balanced. You gotta realize, and that's where you have problems. You have meddling mother-in-laws. You have to stifle that. You have to stifle a meddling mother-in-law. You have to lay the law down in a polite way, right? You say, I'm really sorry. I love this woman. She's my wife. And you know what? She's the most important thing in my life. You mean I'm second important? It's not a question of second. It's different. And I'll be happy to fix the car any other day of the week, but not on our anniversary. So you have your relatives that insist that the Seder has to start at 6 in the afternoon. You release, it's not a debatable point. You can't debate it. The anniversary is 9 o'clock. Any other time we're not celebrating. You have to politely say, listen, if you'd like, we could have dinner at 6 o'clock. We ain't having a Seder. You gotta understand. You have, family is family. But mother-in-laws, get them out. They'll break your, so your family is, they're in-laws. You and Hashem is chasen and kala. Your parents are the in-laws, the outlaws, whatever laws. Okay, you have to know to be diplomatic with them. But at the end of the day, their words don't carry the day. Their words don't carry the day. And even if the in-law is your physical spouse, you have to be awfully careful and realize who your ultimate spouse is. At the end of the day, your physical spouse may not be with you forever. But a Kaddish Baruch Hu is. Just difficult shilas. Difficult shilas. It's not easy. It's not an easy situation. The problem, all these problems, shalom bayis shilas. I'm not saying you don't have shalom bayis, but we have a skewed view of shalom bayis. You got these guys that, my wife didn't want me to go to shul, shalom bayis. You know that guy used that excuse for the last 20 years? I understand the first year, but after a while, no. What's going to be already? Got to tell your wife, you know what? I have to daven. I have another spouse. I have a more important spouse. I have the spouse of all spouses. You have to know how to say it. You have to know how to do it. You have to at least... You know what the problem is? Problem is, you yourself don't know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your spouse. That's the real problem. So what you do is, you're really married to your non-religious spouse, and God is the theoretical spouse that you try to make some shalom bayis with Him. You work Hashem around your spouse. That's the wrong way. You work your spouse around Hashem. This is not an easy concept, but the problem is, because the real wife, or the real husband you're married to, that's the one you think is real. Hashem is the theoretical one. If he's a theoretical one, then you squeeze him and push him into what will fit in. If you realize Hashem is the real spouse, if it's your real wife, then the rest of the family gets squeezed around the real wife, and not vice versa. Oh, Hashem should help us. Hashem should help us that we should be able to have the courage to see this. All right, we'll continue tomorrow with a safer analogy.